This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi today. We now take you live to Vigyan Bhavan to the Prime Minister's address.
Samvedana bhi hai, samanta bhi hai, samrasta bhi hai. Isme adhyatma ke swar bhi hai aur aadhunikta ki lehar bhi hai. Marathi mein bhakti bhi hai, shakti bhi hai aur yukti bhi hai.
The three-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. The three-day event will celebrate India's rich culture and heritage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the country requires energetic leaders in every sector as India is emerging as a global powerhouse. Speaking after inaugurating the first edition of the School of Ultimate Leadership Soul Conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, "The country needs such world-class leaders who can set trends and find solutions to global complexities." The External Affairs Ministry today said the recent statements about US aid funding are troubling and lead to concerns about foreign interference in India's internal affairs. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhi Jaiswal said relevant departments and agencies are looking into the matter. He said this while replying to a query on US President Donald Trump's remarks about US aid funding.
"We have seen information that has been put out by the US administration regarding certain US aid activities and funding. These are obviously very deeply troubling. This has led to concerns about foreign interference in India's internal affairs. Relevant departments and agencies are looking into this matter. It would be premature to make a public comment at this stage."
Mr. Jaiswal also said the Government of India accords high priority to the safety, security and well-being of all international students in the country. He said the ministry has been in constant touch with the Odisha government and KIIT authorities since the matter of the death of a Nepali girl came to light. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi today on the sidelines of the G20 foreign ministers meeting in Johannesburg, South Africa. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhi Jaiswal said they reviewed developments in the bilateral relationship. The BJP has accused the Congress of seeking support from foreign forces to interfere in the electoral process of the country. Addressing media at party headquarters today, party leader Gaurav Bhatia said US aid was being used to interfere in the electoral process. He asserted that the Congress cannot defeat Prime Minister Narendra Modi through their efforts, because of which they are seeking support from foreign forces. Meanwhile, Congress leader Pawan Khera has said a false narrative is being spread that US aid of $21 million was taken to destabilize the Narendra Modi government. He claimed that this money has gone to NGOs of Bangladesh. India today assumed the chairmanship of the Bay of Bengal Intergovernmental Organization from Bangladesh at the 13th Governing Council meeting in Male in the Maldives. The Indian delegation, led by Secretary of the Department of Fisheries Dr. Abhilaksh Likhi, assumed the chair during the event. The Israeli Defense Force today said one of the bodies released by Hamas did not belong to any of the hostages held in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the body released by Hamas militants was that of a Gazan woman, not Shiri Bibas. In a statement released today, Netanyahu criticized the handover of the wrong remains as a cruel and malicious violation of the ceasefire agreement and said Hamas would pay the full price for the action. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, opting to bat first, South Africa were 301 for 6 in 49 overs against Afghanistan in a Group B clash at the National Stadium in Karachi a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.